saw his reflection in me. And he smiled at me when he turned to me. Then he said,
at me. Thank you. sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road.
People who meet in this romantic setting, so hypnotized by the lovely.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and that was just Moonlight in Vermont by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful voices today. I didn't realize I set up so many amazing vocalists when I was making this last night, or whenever, but I did. And you know what? I'm pleasantly surprised, because nothing better is, well... I guess I've just been feeling vocals lately. I like Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong's combination. They're quite spectacular and wonderful to listen to if you're interested in studying or getting cleaning, organizing. Put it on in the background. And the piano mixed with the horn instruments and the two of their voices combined. Something special. Really, really, really special. And I like it. Not much else is going on this week. I don't know. I'm in kind of like a lull week. Midterm season's approaching for all my students out there. You guys rock. School rocks. And tune in next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, for more awesome, cool, amazing times. This is Raccoon City, and I'm your host, Katie. Now we're going to listen to just some more all-around fall tunes, studying, school, cold air. Chilly air. It's been cold recently. So cold. But that's okay. We need the cold. We need the rain. The earth definitely needs the rain. Yeah. So tune in Tuesday next week, 12 to 1, Raccoon City. It'll be so much fun, so cool. Best time ever. Tuesday, 12 to 1, Raccoon City. And here is Only She Knows by Loving.
Winters. just the same kind of story that seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. When your body wants nothing, now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange poem. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like rain. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right.
Seems like a dream.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.